Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jennifer Nielsen of NCBA and her desire to work with the states. Back on that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to ExpressRanches.com. The big event, details at ExpressRanches.com. The Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Jennifer Nielsen, is responsible for how the dollar head beef checkoff is invested, those dollars that are contracted from the Cattlemen's Beef Board with NCBA. But she says she's also interested in working more closely with state beef councils that are a part of the Federation. Nielsen says it just makes a whole lot of sense to try to maximize the reach, the equality use of those checkoff dollars.
I think that if you look at the money flow of the checkoff dollar, 50 cents of that dollar goes to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and then that is through a committee process is given to contractors of the beef checkoff for different projects. And NCBA is one of those contractors. And in addition to that, the other 50 cents goes to the state beef councils. What we're doing and have always done but are doing even more is really looking at the impact that we can have as a national contractor and really the national marketing arm of the beef checkoff, along with states being those organizations that are local and combining our power so that we can have more impact with each of those checkoff dollars. So over the last 6 months or so, we've been working very hard from a leadership standpoint, the leadership of the state beef councils and the leadership at NCBA on the checkoff side, to come together and to establish what is a strategy, a three-year strategy looking into the future around what do we need to focus on as checkoff organizations to really drive that beef demand. And then secondly, with that strategy, how are we going to execute it? So for fiscal year 23, which starts October 1st, how are we going to work together in all of the programs with all of the checkoff dollars to get exponentially more and become more effective? And so this model of the national of NCBA as a national marketing arm with these states, I think it's just like field organizations that are really helping to extend and they understand their local markets better and what their needs are. It just that this whole way in which we can work together and understand each other more, and we can understand the producer more, will allow us to really not only manage our stakeholders, but to get to those consumers in a way that maybe we haven't been able to do in the last couple of years.
Right now, we're looking at very high beef prices, retail prices. How does that impact your strategy at all? Do you try to play when you've got those kind of headwinds?
You know, we do. We try to think about it from the consumer's perspective. That's really our job, is how do we get to consumers and what can we learn about consumers? And what we know is that consumers want to understand how to purchase beef and then how to prepare beef in ways that can go further. And so we have spent a lot of time sharing how-tos online, developing recipes. In fact, we've just done a shoot about 3 weeks ago all on value and versatility because we don't want people to stop buying beef. Because the price is high, we and in fact we recognize that the willingness of customers to pay for a protein beef, it's the highest at somewhere over $9.50. So we know that we're being able to retain the interest of the market at these prices, and we want to continue to motivate and inspire people because of beef's great taste. And at the same time, give them other alternatives so that the frequency doesn't go down. You know, we want them to eat beef more than one time weekly. So that's really what we're looking to continue to focus on all the time.
NCBA's Jennifer Nielsen. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 30 happening from Winnemucca, Nevada, all this week, the 1st through the 5th of August. Tuesday, August 2nd, they'll be featuring cattle from regions 3, 4, 5, and 6, feeder steers and heifers. Video Royale will be starting each day at 10 a.m. Central Time from Winnemucca, Nevada. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.